Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are, and we thank you for staying with us. And Professor Beeman can be with us for a few more minutes. He's had a busy day, I guess, a busy evening. Every day is a busy, busy day, isn't it?
Busy, right?
Right, right. You spent time out in Stanford, I guess, right? Stanford University, was it?
I did last year, yes.
Sabbatical-like?
I was on sabbatical. I had a great time, and I missed the New England winter, which didn't bother me at all.
Oh, well, get ready. Get ready.
I guess we're getting ready for it again.
Yep. And that's a good point about the oil, international oil companies, major corporations now that, you know, it dwindled down. There used to be seven sisters, you know, and then it went down to six and five, and I think there's four now that are referred to. It's the same thing with agribusiness, you know, the domestic farmers being put out of business, and the whole thing is becoming more and more global. More and more international, and they tell us this is good. The neocons say it is great that, you know, armies can cross borders. We can go and pick the leaders of the countries of the world. And believe me, we will be looked at as liberators in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Iran and Syria in a couple of hundred years. People will look back and say, isn't that wonderful? They were liberators. But you've been there, Professor Beeman, and I guess that most of the people there don't share that view?
I don't know any power in all of history that has come in expecting to be a liberator and actually having it worked out that way. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when you occupy another country, I don't care where it is or who it is, you are seen as a conqueror and you're vilified in history for all time.
Well, look at the British.
I'm afraid that's going to get British.
Yeah. In India.
Case in point. Exactly.
Don't forget, they covered a quarter of the globe at one point, and their armies went all over continent to continent, and it just, obviously, it weakened them when they became an empire. It weakened them from within.
And although the British provided in India, many Indians will tell you that the British provided a lot of benefits, industrialization, road building, and so forth. Even so, the colonial period is looked upon with great disdain and bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Now, when you are in a country, say like Iran, you've lived there for a while, and you've actually mingled in with the people there. You've studied the different religions, religious philosophies. It seems like every day you pick up a newspaper or you hear a broadcast and you hear the term extremist. You hear the term being used, about extremist Muslims and the what's the term they use? Islamofascist and so forth. And that's like drummed into our consciousness every day for a reason, it seems. And it seems that they want us to get used to this idea. Now we have a new enemy. First it was Nazism, then it was communism, now we have Islamofascism. So now we have the excuse to go all over the world again and continue with this crusade.
Well, I've written this in my book. The United States is pretty wedded to having a model of the world that's a dualistic world. And after communism fell, there was no enemy to fit the bill, and so now we've created one.
Uh-huh.
We've created the idea that the Islamic world is now the enemy, and it's taken the place of the communist world in terms of our in terms of our cosmology for the world. And it's completely untrue.
Yes.
There's enormous variation and difference in the nations where Islamic population is in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't generalize from one country to another.
Right. When we come back to spend about 10 more minutes together, I want you to elaborate on that, because that is so important, the misconceptions we've been fed in America and even in Europe. We'll be back. Professor Beeman, I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Yes, and we have Professor Beeman for a few more moments. And, Bill, someone called and couldn't hang on, wanted to know if you have a website, and one particular website, where people can go and read your articles and read about your books and so forth.
Certainly, I have two of them, actually. They're very simple to remember. My name is William Beeman, and so one of them is www.williambeeman.com.
Right.
The other one is www.wbeeman.com. And the second website has my op-ed articles from the recent op-ed articles. The other has more academic articles on it. And all of these can be downloaded, and they're freely available for anybody who wants to see them.
Very good, very good. Okay, excellent. Now, before we go, I wanted to get into the questions that we were talking about a moment ago, and that is about the geopolitics of these nations and regions and how the religious differences are always played up in the media here in this country, and how we're told that, you know, Islamic fundamentalism is growing and it is a threat. Now, that whole thesis, we know, came really from a lot of leaders in the neocon movement and in Israel to divide and conquer strategy in the Middle East. But the reality is that all of these policies, it seems to me, policy of going to war in Iraq based on lies has actually helped to increase the likelihood of that, where there really was not this gigantic religious fervor to begin with. Am I off base on that?
Well, one of the things that you need to understand is that first of all, there are Islamic fundamentalists, but they're a very small part of the Islamic world. Many of them are, the religious movement in Saudi Arabia, the Salafi mm-hmm. movement, mm-hmm. is very intolerant and very, very conservative. But they also are very, they get a lot of people who are willing to work with them because they are also extremely anti-colonialist. They want to see the Western powers out of the Middle East, and they want to see their influence lessened, especially in the Arabian Peninsula and in the Gulf mm-hmm. region. And so there are a lot of people who are who may be working under a rubric that we may identify as Islamic, but in fact their purpose is not religious at all. Their purpose is to get the United States and other Western powers out of the economic and political influence in that region. Mm-hmm. And the more that we try to establish our power in this region, the resistance will grow.
Well, George Bush has said that we either fight him there or we're going to fight him here.
He's wrong. He's absolutely flat out wrong.
Why is he wrong?
Because they have no interest in coming here to the United States, and the only interest they have in fighting us is because we are intervening in their part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so the if of course it certainly is true that if we continue to try to establish permanent military bases in Iraq, as it seems we're about to do, or try to permanently change governments in the region, as we seem to be interested
mm-hmm.
in doing,
mm-hmm.
then his words may come to pass, that is, it may be true.
Mm-hmm.
But the
not in spite of his efforts, but because of them.
No, because of his efforts.
Right.
And so the reaction of the Islamic world is directly in proportion to our intervention in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So essentially, there this business of hate America and Muslims constantly. We see these images, hate America. You know, a lot of this is just absolute rubbish and nonsense.
It is rubbish, and it has nothing to do with religion. That's really an important part.
Right.
Of it.
Right.
It
exactly.
It may be that there are some Islamic some people who do have strong Islamic beliefs who are also opposed to us.
Mm.
But their opposition to us is an opposition to colonialism
mm-hmm.
and to foreign intervention. It's
now,
not
have you,
an opposition.
One
to
more
religion.
Question, sure. I know you got to run, but one more question: have you found, truthfully, in your day-to-day conversations and mingling in with the people in the Middle East, the indigenous peoples in these countries, Syria, Iran, Lebanon, and so forth, you find that really they don't hate America as a rule? They hate America's policies or the government's foreign policy? Is that what it is?
That's really true. And that anybody who travels in the Middle East knows immediately that people in the Middle East are very friendly toward American citizens. And they're hospitable and extremely kind. And what they will tell you again and again and again is, we don't hate Americans, we hate the American government.
Mm.
And they are, but they have very bitter they have bitter, very bitter things to say about the Bush administration and about our current policy in the Middle East.
Right, right, right. Well, Professor Beeman, I want to take this time again to thank you for being so courteous to be here with us, and we will do it again, I promise you.
You're most welcome. I'm very pleased to have been on your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Goodbye now.
Bye now.
Well, and Professor Beeman will be speaking Thursday night in Providence on the East Side at the Hope Club, as you heard him. And you can go on his website and see that. I didn't say it to him publicly because I know he had to run, but we got a few minutes before Jeff Bennett comes on again and talks about Republic Trading, but also what's going on in the so-called economy. But here's what I was going to say. When he mentioned the people in the Middle East that don't hate American citizens but hate America, that is the government of America, gee whiz, that sounds awful familiar, doesn't it? I mean, I guess I could be said to hate the government of America, the government of the United States, for many reasons, not just for foreign policy excursions and imperialism and neocolonialism and Zionism and all of this other crap, but because of what it has done to us, the American people. And now with the Patriot Act 1, 2, 3, and all the way up to 10, I guess... we are just beginning to see the police state being formed around us as we speak. No? Yeah, we are. And again, we're told this is for our own good. Now, I don't understand it because, you know, we talk about this every night, but we've got new listeners. And they may be scratching their heads now saying, gee, you know, I don't understand this, Rick. What's the beef? Well, let me explain it to you this way. You, as an American, I'm sure most Americans, who still have some moral fiber left in them, realize there's more to freedom than just going out and having a good time. Than just being, you know, if you will, at the bullfight, watching the matadors, watching the bulls charge, being entertained, you know, by the Roman Colosseum and watching the collapse of the empire. Now, you know there's other reasons to be an American, and they are economic freedom, political freedom, upon which, you know, we have our freedoms based upon economics, based upon the right of private property that was recognized, given to us by God, not government. And so, you know, you look at the wars of, quote, liberation in the last 100 years or so, you see how liberation, of course, has been redefined. It's a semantical term. Yeah, you can liberate somebody just like we liberated the West from the Indians. And people were liberated in the South. White people were liberated. Others were enslaved. And sometimes whites were enslaved. And that whole conflict in Reconstructionism. But my point is this, is that the government of the United States has been our greatest enemy, in my opinion, since its creation. I'm going way back now. And the reason is because that government is made up of men and women now who simply are human beings, and many of them are very satanic human beings who do not have the best interests of the American people or our nation at heart. And so that basic fact means that the more power we give the government, the less freedom and power and individuality we all have. That's why I might be called a terrorist. In fact, I know I'm called a terrorist. You're called a terrorist simply because we don't get on our knees and wallow at the thought of George Bush as emperor. George Bush as dictator. Dick Cheney as God rather than God as God. See, if we don't believe those things, then we could be terrorists. And if we're not with them, we're against them. And if we're against them, we're the enemy. That's what we've been told. So it looks like, again, all of these excursions, all of these crises, creations, and utilization have resulted in not only more hatred for our government abroad, but more threats from within by our government, or this government, that have reduced us and our freedom by a great degree. To use one president's expression, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago, or even 10 years ago, or even 40 years ago? Do you have more freedom now or less? We know the answer to that question, don't we? We have less freedom now than at any other time I know of in my lifetime, and certainly generations ago. We are nothing more than wards of the state. We'll be back. Your calls and comments, 800-313-9443 on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
My speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, of the rest of your life, of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
I think it's called the Tower of Babel. Babel, confusion. That's what I think. All right, Mr. Prez. Yes, we will get back to the phones in just a moment, but I did want to touch on one thing before we go back to our phones. You know, the suspects now that are, again, suspects in various countries, now in secret prisons, according to what we've been told, and the Post and the NBC News, the CIA, and so forth. Well, they've been hiding and interrogating some of the most important so-called Al-Qaeda captives at a Soviet-era compound. How appropriate, huh? In Eastern Europe. This is coming from U.S. and foreign officials who are familiar with the situation. The secret facility is part of a covert prison system set up by the CIA nearly 4 years ago that at various times has included sites in 8 countries, including Thailand, Afghanistan, and in Eastern Europe itself. as well as the Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. So if you want to know why America's in trouble and why we're having so many problems and why Americans have so little faith in George Bush, just look at that. All right. Now we have Rodney in Texas back again. Hello, Rodney. You are back for a second time, and we are permitting that this evening.
Yes. Rick, I just wanted to say, you know, when I asked the professor the question about peak oil, I was not trying to be a smart aleck.
Well, you don't have to call to tell us. Obviously,
I'm just saying, you know, even at the professor's level of brilliance, it kind of answered my curiosity about the level of brainwashing here in this country. And I'm kind of making an indirect reference to Charlotte Isserby and some of the things that she has said about the dumbing down of America. It didn't surprise me that the professor gave me the answer that he gave me. Mm-hmm. And I hope that he is independent-minded enough to look into the article that was posted.
You know, I don't think he doesn't have any agenda. I've known Professor Beeman for a while, and I know that he really just is a straight shooter.
Right, right.
You know, so he would be interested in that, too, because it ties into the globalist agenda.
Right, but the textbooks, an elite school like Brown University that he teaches at, these books are written by the people in industry.
Yeah, he's aware of all of that.
And sad to say, the context of what he told me, you know, it kind of lent itself toward, the opinion that industry has put in the textbooks. These teachers teach what they basically have been directed to teach by industry. And in the professor's case, like I said, he's a brilliant-minded person. But nevertheless, you could see that, there's a lot of fallacies and things that have been that he has probably read in textbooks and passed on down to his students and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So, again, he's
open to that and willing to learn, just as all of us should be.
Right. And finally, regarding these prisons, you know, these prisons that the
liberation.
Now all of a sudden the Congress wants to question the president about.
Yeah.
We knew all the way, two or three years ago when the American Red Cross and International Amnesty International brought this out. And back in March of this year, Danielle Knight of U.S. News and World Report wrote an extensive article on the number of prisons that were being maintained by the U.S. government in these very countries: Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and so on and so forth. And at that particular time, the administration, they claimed that there was no merit or truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have changed their story and said, and now they're saying this may cause problems for national security. Have we heard that before, Rick? National security is always national security. We might compromise national security if, in fact, we allow certain entities, the UN or the Red Cross or Amnesty International, to go in and do an independent assessment of these. I don't call them prison; I call them hell holes.
Well, you're not alone, and there are many people now that are questioning, and not just in Congress, but even in the media and academia, are questioning this whole business of the Defense Appropriation Act.
We have allowed savages to run this country, ravaging Rick, and it's sad.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rodney. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll be back with, in a few moments, we'll have Jeff on. Jeff Bennett, Republic Trading. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Would you like to know the reasons why your taxes are so high? Would you like to know what fuels inflation every time you buy? Would you like to know who takes the biggest slice out of your pie? It's the Federal Reserve, and I'm here to tell you why.
Thank you. We know why. We know why. And here's a man who knows why better than most of us. Jeff Bennett from Republic Trading. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, hey, how are you tonight, Rick?
All right. I thought we'd entertain you a little bit.
Oh,
with that
entertain
intro.
Me? That's Carl Klang. I've got a bunch of his stuff around here. And I'll tell you what, when Paul turned that thing on, I about blew out my other side of my ear. Yeah.
He's a little loud tonight, but we're catching him, though. We're
watching him. That's all right. What
hey, you've been, you got your own program on now? And
Yes. I thought I was over and done with all of that, and through one circumstance or another, looks like we're doing our own program Monday through Friday. Sandwich bookended
right before
between
me.
Right before you and right all after right. Jack McLam. So
okay. And
whatever
the last
it takes
time
to reach the masses.
That's right. Well, you know, the last time, Jeff, we spoke, you and I spent a few minutes together, not as much as the first time because we had done our primer. And last time, you know, you were talking about how to use Republic Trading as a wise investment. And I know you cautioned people not to go overboard and not to go underboard, but to do what fits you and your circumstances and your situation. And that hasn't changed any of that advice, has it?
No, it has not. I have to share with you, Rick, last night was one of the most enjoyable nights on the air because I have a chat room that's open while I'm on the air.
Uh-huh.
Looks like the neighborhood taco dogs are hollering over here.
Uh-huh. Are you allowed to shoot them if they get too noisy?
No, I've got a barbecue here. We put them inside of, you know, little taco shells, and we eat them. You know,
oh, my.
No, I'm teasing. Except that's crazy because we're doing this whole week we're doing on the illegal invasion of America.
Yeah, yeah, good.
No, the thing with last night's chat room is I wound up having two people come into the room, one of whom I've not seen in 6.5 years. And one of them I actually lost track of about a month before Katrina and had been very concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me after the show inquiring about buying some silver. And here's a case where he does not have a lot of money, and I mean a relatively small amount. And I said, look, if you want to do it in this gentleman's particular case, I said, I would love to have your business. I would love to serve your account, but understand something. The amount of money you're dealing with, you would be better served to go and try to buy it locally because the shipping costs, the amount of money it would cost to ship this stuff to him, I'd rather he put it into more goods. It's my philosophy. As I said earlier, I don't want people to go overboard and say, oh my God, Armageddon's here. Let's not go back to the Y2K mentality where people literally hock their future to buy food and gold and silver. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You take a portion of your liquid assets, what's in your savings account, tucked in your coffee can, your mattress, in the bank, IRAs, if you're eligible to withdraw some funds without getting yourself in deep trouble, and convert some of that into gold and silver, but by all means, you don't put everything in one basket. No differently than I say, don't put it all in the bank, don't put it all in stocks or bonds or whatever. This is a diversification factor. Gold and silver should be looked at, Rick, as a self-insurance policy against the ignorance and the stupidity and the thievery of our politicians.
What do you make of the statement by Richard Russell in Barron's magazine that gold will reach 1,000 or more an ounce at some point in the not-too-distant future?
You know, I have grown. I'm not trying to dispute him, but
no,
I have grown.
An honest answer. No. Is he right or wrong in your view? What do you think?
I think it's certainly possible. I think that that's a far more realistic number than some of these other characters on the other networks that are saying $3,000 and $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly see $1,000 plus as being obtainable. I think we very likely could see gold at $500 before the end of the year. And folks, that's only 8 weeks away.
Now, what is the reason, the catalyst for this now?
Well, unfortunately, as relates to gold, part of this at this time of the year, unfortunately, has to do with holiday shopping. That's a part of it. I think you're also going to find some people, this is where it becomes questionable. There are a lot of knowledgeable people talking about 500 by the end of the year. Holiday shopping certainly can boost that possibility because there's still only so much gold to go around. But there's an offset to that. As we wind down and get toward the end of the year, a lot of people that own gold on paper, futures and options stocks, are liable to bail out, possibly if they're in a loss position, take some of those losses so they can reduce their tax factors for this taxable year. This becomes a real oddball time of the year. But once again, I don't care about the paper aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I know the paper that you and I are holding is buying less and less each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Jeff, you're wrong. Gasoline's been coming down. Right. Wet your pants over $2.63 a gallon gas, pal. I'd be a lot happier at $1.63.
Yeah, I don't see the price of home heating oil coming down.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, there's been a petition.
Or natural gas.
No. Well, we've got plenty of natural gas in Washington,
mm-hmm.
D.C.
Yeah.
But there has been a group petitioning Bush to try to open up some of the storage of our heating fuel so that we can assist these poor folks that are going to get hit
whacked
with outrageous
mm-hmm.
heating bills in the Northeast this year.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it we always have to go for the resource? We've got the resources. They want to hang on to all this stuff. Well, they didn't hang on to our strategic silver resources. They've certainly squandered our strategic gold resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing we really have gas and heating oil resources, if in fact we do.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, it's as I said to our previous guest, Bill Beeman, you know, it's not just the oil and energy, but look at what's happened to the family farm. Look what's happened to agriculture, agribusiness. More and more, everything is being compartmentalized, monopolized, fewer and fewer hands controlling more and more real estate, more property. And that's all under this New World Order, Jeff, this socialist New World Order. It ain't capitalism. It ain't free markets. It's interventionism and it's socialism. And the big guys, yeah, they're getting richer and richer and richer. And the small guys not only getting smaller, but many of them are just out of business now. The independent oil companies went out of business big time, you know, in the last two decades.
That's right.
Same things happen now to the family farm. And, you know, when that happens, be careful because, believe me, it ain't going to be too much longer before we're going to start counting food as a precious resource.
I think there's no doubt about it, and I get very frustrated with the, once again, on my program, Perspectives on America, all week we've been discussing the illegal invasion of America, not just by those south of the border, although they are the largest percentage of it. They're probably in excess of two-thirds of the illegal aliens that live in this country have come from Mexico. Others have come through Mexico. Go down through Canada. They've come into in boxes on ships from China and Korea, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Certainly plenty of refugees. The claim is there's a huge population of illegal aliens from Russia living in Los Angeles, which really surprised me. I would have thought New York. But there's obviously economic reasons. No matter how bad we believe and know things are in this country, for many of these other nations, it's so much better here. And yet the key point we're trying to make tonight is, look, folks, illegal is illegal. If you read the U.S. Code, et cetera. And so I laugh about this business about, well, all these people are coming up here and they're migrant farm workers. Yeah? Where are they picking product? Because most of it's getting imported. Mm-hmm. Go to Walmart and I'll guarantee you the corn and the tomatoes and the cukes that are so nicely oiled are coming from Mexico. And they're sprayed with stuff that we won't allow to be used up here. And they're maybe picked with hands that aren't as clean as we require to be used up here. And yet all these folks are coming up here. Sorry, it's illegal. It's that simple. Barron's Magazine, excellent quote because you brought up the Russell thing.
Exactly.
Barron's Magazine last year did a study, and although the media and the government today in this country still continues to reference 12 million, they call them illegal immigrants, but they're aliens, there's a difference. An immigrant, someone who came here properly and legally.
They call them undocumented workers.
Oh, undocumented workers, and all sorts of things. The fact of the matter is that it's insane what it's costing us. It's costing us in taxes. It's costing us higher health care. You know, a white guy can go in there and go into a hospital and be having a heart attack. They'll refuse him because, gee, sorry, we're really here to take care of these poor people. Wait a minute, they're here illegally. They've broken the law. They violate the law. Why should they be given any credence whatsoever? You and I continue to pay for it. You know, I've said this for a long time, and I know this digresses away from the gold and silver thing.
That's all right.
The government cannot get from us what they don't know we have. When we own stocks and bonds and mutual funds what's the thing the insurance guys sell? I can't think right. Annuities.
Mm-hmm.
When we've got IRAs and we've got 401ks and money in the savings account, they know to the penny what you have. But when you divert some of that money into things like gold and silver, your privately held savings account, they can't tax you and take from you what they don't know you've got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's private. It's a private monetary scenario.
Well, you know, I was a student of economics, not in college, but in the College of Reality. Real life. Yeah, I used to read all the books, you know, Hans Senholz and von Mises and Human Action and, you know, the Gold School and everything else. And I learned a lot. And I learned, one of the things I learned, Jeff, is that there are three primary sources of income, and I'll explain them and see if you can relate to them, which I'm sure you can. The first one is one that everybody does, and that's labor income. That is, we get paid for our labor, At least some of us do. And, you know, you work, you take home a paycheck, and that's it. Boom, it goes. Bills, bills, bills. All right. Nobody ever gets rich with that kind of income.
Absolutely.
The second one is time interest income. And that's from the accounts, as you said, the bank accounts and the investments and everything else that we invest in over a period of time with interest. But that's not enough. What I like to do and what others, I think, do, and that is the most important of the three primary sources of income, is opportunity income. And that means you see an opportunity, you grab it, you buy low, you sell high, as they say. Entrepreneurship, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, that's what it is, arbitrage. And people do that every day. That's what eBay is all about. That's what all of these other auctions are all about. People are struggling to survive, and they're doing it with opportunity income. And that's the only way, I think, that Americans who are surviving, Jeff, through opportunity.
I agree, and I like to think that this is an opportunity, although gold and silver do not provide us with income. I think we both know that.
No, but they're a storehouse of value, and they're there for a reason. We don't put all our eggs in one basket.
No, we can't afford to.
Right, but we do know that it's wise to have a diversified investment portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I
where
do
you
agree.
Come in.
I know, and I like to think that. You know, we tailor, you know, people will call our number, 1-800-691-7898.
Right.
And although about once a week we will go on the offer, on the air with some package we've put together, I want people need to understand that that does not mean it's the only thing we have available. We put a package together last night called the Republic Trading Group Starter Pack, and it was for those who, you know, want to do something, but they don't know right direction. They're looking for a volume of product. They want as much gold and silver for they can as their money. And so for under $2,000, we were able to put together 60 ounces of silver and 25 pieces of gold and small little 1/10 ounce, which I call barterable, tradable entities. And we were extremely busy. I mean, the phones, I got phone calls from people I didn't expect to hear from. And yet we didn't restrict it to just like, you know, people just getting started. I mean, obviously anyone who wants it could take advantage.
Right.
I like things that we can do barter and trade with. I don't tend to speculate with our clients' money. For those who are knowledgeable, that have got a good, sound basis, or let's call it foundation of their financial portfolio, that maybe want to speculate and get some higher grade Morgan dollars or certified U.S. gold pieces, that's fine. We're glad to talk to them about that, and I have the knowledge to do so. Most right now are frankly afraid, and they're looking for security. And that is what we are attempting to provide. Because of the volume of business we've been doing, and we're not the only client that our importer does business with, obviously, we're finding some of the products are coming slower and slower. We're having to negotiate harder and harder to get some of these things out of Europe. And ladies and gentlemen, most of the U.S. $20 gold pieces, the double eagles, are coming out of Europe. We didn't maintain a stockhouse of them in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I have a copy in one of my books of a bill of lading where after Roosevelt did the great gold grab in 33, a huge, huge amount of the confiscated U.S. gold coins were actually loaded onto the Île-de-France and shipped to France.
That's right. I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is just one example. Now, we weren't just shipping over to France for so-called safekeeping. It was being sold off to raise money. Why would a nation so foolishly sell off something of real value? And yet that's what we did. And of course, when Roosevelt stole the gold from us at about $20 an ounce and resold it a month or so later to other nations for $35 an ounce, then it was short-term profit motivated. No two ways about it.
They talk about grand felony theft, huh?
Absolutely. And the government created the greatest theft on the American people by doing that. I think that a couple of times ago when I was on the program, we talked about Nixon. I get very angry because every gold company who does broadcasting on the air will instantly refer to that SOB Nixon having closed the window on gold forever, severing its tie from the dollar. Mm-hmm. You've got to understand, Nixon was backed into a corner. And as you are well aware of, Rick, that Nixon was almost forced to do this because while you and I could no longer present our phony notes, our fiat currency, and expect gold in return upon demand, the rest of the world could. Mm-hmm. Russia and France and Great Britain, any nation that was holding American dollars could, in fact, present them to the U.S. Treasury and demand payment in gold, and we had to honor it. And Nixon said enough, and he closed the window. Well, it had both pros and cons to it, but that's what had to be done to protect the balance of our holdings. And it is unfortunate. So all I say to people is, look, don't put all of your trust in the almighty dollar. You already know it's going downhill. If over the course of the last 3, 4, 5 years they had continued to put small amounts of money into gold, they would find that they would have maintained their buying power, the amount of money that was in over the course of the time period would have allowed them to buy the same amount of goods and services they could have bought 5 years ago.
Exactly. All right, the number for Republic Trading, 800-691-7898. Give them a call. Stay with me, though, for a few more minutes, Jeff.
I will
see if we can get a call. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, we are back in the final 5 minutes of the broadcast tonight.
That's
on Sanction.
that quotation from a guy who said, well, of course it's a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it.
There you go. Bingo. Mr. High IQ himself. All right. Hey, Uncensored Radio Free America, if you got a quick question now, quickly, very quickly, you can ask our man here, Jeff Bennett at Republic Trading, quick question. But again, that number that you can get involved and call him, and again, the important thing is, you don't get an answer, it's because he's on the phone with somebody else or he's in consultation. So call and leave your number at 800-691-7898. Is that right, Paul?
That is correct.
Jeff?
And Rick, I have to say that as I've shared with you before, that each person that I work with, no matter what the level of resources, everyone basically is treated the same. Somebody who comes to me with $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 or more is going to get the same exact kind of time and attention to somebody who calls in that's got $500, $1,000, $2,000. It's all relative. Every bit of that money is just as important to each family and each individual I'm dealing with.
Right.
So whether someone wants to talk about their existing portfolio, maybe they want to discuss the potential of trading, maybe they don't have the, quote, right kind of gold and silver. Privacy is a big issue here. And ensuring that people are established so that they're never going to be a part of a potential government grab is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have to emphasize this, Rick, because it comes up a lot. Mm-hmm. Silver has never been confiscated by the government in the same way that gold was. Mm-hmm. Gold in 33 was flat outlawed by the Roosevelt thugs, the Roosevelt gang. Silver has only been confiscated through the mechanisms of a Lyndon B. Johnson, where he just decided, well, we're not going to put silver in the money anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a different kind of a situation.
Debasing the currency further. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that ties in completely with what we started out with, the Federal Reserve System, and how this is a license to steal. And how can people protect themselves against a corrupt international banking system? And this is one of the ways that you can try to hedge against the inflation.
It's a way of stepping outside of that mechanism and allowing us to step outside.
Right, exactly.
If we leave it all in the bank and all of a sudden one day, as the currency goes, we wind up with a so-called banking holiday. Will it get to that point? I don't know, but I certainly have known of, over the last dozen years, individual banks that were seized by the feds and mm-hmm. by the FDIC. Those people could not write checks. They could not gain access to their funds. They could not even gain access to their safety deposit boxes for close
exactly.
to a week.
Exactly.
So, you know, you leave your gold and silver in a safety deposit box the same way you leave your unloaded gun locked up in a cabinet. So when the burglar comes in, you say, please, please, Mr. Berger, can you let me go to my case and load my gun so mm-hmm. I can defend myself?
Yeah.
It isn't going to happen that way.
Yeah.
So
that's a
common sense point someone will understand, Rick.
Well, I think that's what it comes down to, common sense. And most of our listeners, you know, are very shrewd, and they're not hearing this for the first time. So they're in the know, and they're the fortunate ones, because it's better to know something and to have advanced knowledge what can happen than to be totally in the dark. And that's what is happening, I'm afraid, to too many Americans.
Most
Jeff,
people, yep, you're right. Most
we're
people
out of time, though,
want
Jeff
to remain
Bennett.
In the dark. Rick, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, and we'll do it again next week.
See you again soon.
Okay, brother. Bye. Bye now. And again, the number, 800-691-7898. Call him tonight or tomorrow. Rick Adams, God willing, tomorrow night we'll have Eustace Mullins back, 8 o'clock Central. Don't miss it. See you then.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.